Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain. Welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 32, and today we're going to be talking about estate planning when you're divorced. Now, if you're a regular listener to our program, I want to welcome you back. If you're new, I encourage you to go back and listen to the first 10 episodes of the show. We designed those to be a great introduction to estate planning issues, terminology, different topics, things that are important to know as you're starting your estate planning journey. So, as I said, today we're going to be talking about estate planning when you're divorced. And a lot of people think that, you know, if you're divorced, that divorce automatically takes your ex-spouse out of your estate plan. And that's true to an extent in some states. For example, in Ohio, if you're divorced, your now ex-spouse is taken out of your will as the executor or the beneficiary. In some places, they're taken out of the beneficiary spot for retirement accounts, usually not life insurance, though, because that can be part of the divorce decree. So it's important to review all of those things to see what needs to be updated, because even if your spouse is removed automatically from those things, it's much better to actually remove them in the documents, to have new documents created, because you're going to want to name new people to be the executor of your will, the trustee of your trust, to be the beneficiary in your estate plan, to be the beneficiary in your life insurance and retirement accounts. So it's not enough just to have the ex-spouse removed. It's important to have the new correct people named in all of those roles. So having your estate plan updated and redone after a divorce is critical. Now, another issue that we see often when we are meeting with somebody who is divorced is they want to make sure that the assets that are going to their beneficiaries, and at that point it would usually be their children, they want to make sure that those assets are not controlled by their ex-spouse, by their children's other parent. So for example, you know, a client has a life insurance policy. Their children are named as the beneficiary of that policy now. And if the children are too young to manage that on their own, it would be managed by a guardian for them. And if their other parent is living, that other parent's going to be the first choice to be the guardian. And, you know, we'll have people come into our office and say, I don't want him or I don't want her to be able to touch those funds because they're terrible at handling money. That was part of the reason why we got a divorce in the first place. So in that situation, the solution is to set up a trust and have the trust be for the benefit of those children, but name someone, not the ex-spouse parent, name someone else to be the trustee of that trust. So someone that you believe has the good judgment, the self-control, the organization to be able to manage those funds for your children without having your ex-spouse be in charge of those funds. So setting up a trust is a way to have those assets go to your children, but be controlled by someone that you think is appropriate to handle those things for them. So to kind of sum it up, if you're divorced, you need to review your beneficiary designations. You need to review your estate planning documents to make sure that things get updated so that they reflect your new current circumstances. And if you want to make sure that the assets for your children are not controlled by your ex-spouse, you need to look into setting up a revocable trust for those children so you can have the right people managing it for them. So I hope that's helpful for you. If you need more information, we're happy to talk to you about that. you can reach out to us. The link for an appointment request is in the show notes. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.